The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Eight teams are still standing in the NFL, and Sunday comes the game so many have been waiting for a long time. Bills-Ravens at Highmark Stadium, Sunday night. Colossal matchup. The top two MVP candidates going head-to-head, although not at the same time on the field. So let's dive right into this juicy matchup. Bills-Ravens, starting with the Bills offense. Bills coming off a 31-7 destruction of Denver. Catherine, just where do you see the Bills offense standing right now entering this game against Baltimore?
Yeah, I think people have been waiting for this rematch since week four, basically. Mm-hmm. But the Bills offense is so different than it was back then. You know, they added Amari Cooper. They evolved in different ways. That was so early in the season that I think they were still kind of figuring out what worked, what didn't. Obviously, the same is true for Baltimore, though. I think their defense has improved since then. What do you think about their defense, Mark?
Yeah, I think you make a great point that the Bills' offense really, truly was sort of sorting things out at that early point in the season. And the Bills' offense, you've got to love where they are. They are firing on all cylinders. They played a legitimately outstanding Denver defense,
Number
one in the league in sacks, and the pass protection was outstanding.
For sure.
Across the board, all five, starting with Deion Dawkins, who had the toughest matchup against Nick Benito and essentially shut him out. Benito had one hit late in the game. On a pass Josh completed. So that's a great sign. And the Bills ran on a Denver defense that by advanced metrics ranked third best against the run. Now here comes Baltimore. Baltimore is number one in the NFL against the run. And a truly a beefy monster front. 80 yards a game allowed. They're number one yards per carry allowed. Advanced metrics, they're number two against the run. And they aren't Denver from a sacking perspective, they're number two. Denver at 63 sacks. Baltimore, number two, ranked second, 54. A tough matchup. And Denver, you're right, Baltimore, the misleading stat going into this game is Baltimore ended the season 31st in the NFL in pass defense.
Right.
Very misleading.
Let's get into that for a bit. I mean, how they looked over the back half of the season. They didn't play quite as good offenses, but their numbers were so much better when it comes to that passing allowed. And I think that's where we get into what you're saying about how, like, you can't just look at that 31st and think they're going to have an easy day. That's not true at all.
No. One of the superstars of the Baltimore defense, safety Kyle Hamilton, he is a 6'4", 220, speedy, movable chess piece, and he was playing more at the slot mm-hmm. and in the box the first 10 games. They benched one of their deep safeties, Williams, moved Kyle Hamilton to the back end. Like, he was playing, I charted out, 9 snaps a game on the back end the first 10 games. Now he's playing 30 snaps
right.
a game on the back end. That has shored up their back-end defense, and over the last 8 games, they're tops in the league and fewest passing yards allowed on passes 10-plus past the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
So that has made a huge difference. They have an outstanding secondary. Their slot corner, Marlon Humphrey, is first-team All-Pro, him versus Khalil Shakir. Fascinating matchup. They have a first-round outside corner, Nate Wiggins, rookie first-round pick. Their other outside corner isn't as good, Brandon Stevens. So it'll be interesting to see how the Bills attack that.
Yeah, and I think just to circle back to what we started with, this offense is very different than when they saw them in week four, but also they went down so early in that week four matchup that they were playing catch-up the whole time. So we didn't actually get to see what the Bills' offense really looked like against this Ravens' defense.
No, so true. The Bills didn't have Amari Cooper. Keon Coleman was still figuring it out. So The thing I wonder about is how I don't think the Bills are going to be able to steamroll Baltimore on the ground quite like they steamrolled Denver, even though, again, nothing, Denver's run defense is legitimately good. The Bills are committed to being balanced. It'll be interesting to see how well the Bills get the running game going. I think this is a game the pass has to be a little more to the forefront on first down to open up the run. But you do have to stay balanced because getting in third and long is no good. You mentioned their Baltimore's second half pass defense numbers are sensational. But there is a slight asterisk toward that. You look at the competition they've played the last eight games. They played the Chargers pretty good, but as we saw in the playoffs, the Chargers' passing game is limited.
Yes.
They played Philadelphia without Devonta Smith. Philadelphia beat them thanks to a really good run game. Philadelphia's run game is great, so that's somewhat encouraging that the Bills can keep some sort of balance. But then they play the Giants, 28th in offense. They played Pittsburgh three times late in the season. Pittsburgh ranked 19th on the strength of early season. Pittsburgh's offense, as we saw in the playoff game, is a disaster. Okay. They played Houston, which was hurt in the game and was 26th, finished the season 26th. They played Cleveland 32nd. So the average ranking of their offenses that they faced during this sensational back half stretch is 21.6.
Yeah.
Will the Bills, how much, how great, they're good. How great are they? We're going to find out we'll see how much the Bills can move it. I have confidence that the Bills can move and score. Can they keep up with the Baltimore offense? There's a question.
On the flip side, we've got the Ravens' offense against the Bills' defense. And that, I think, is the matchup where I have a few more questions maybe going into this game. Mark, you're shaking your head as I say that. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think all Bills Mafia has been worried about this. This was the matchup that they've been worried about, and for good reason. Baltimore ranks number one in the NFL in pretty much almost every offensive category. And they have, the most sensational running duo in the league right now. And I would argue one of the greatest, most intimidating rushing attacks the NFL has ever seen.
Fair.
Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Henry, they just put up 299 rushing yards on Pittsburgh. Again, Pittsburgh by this point in the season was pretty much a cadaver. and their effort as the game went on, just the effort standpoint was bad last week. Against Buffalo in week four, you mentioned it, they ran 25 times for 229 yards, a 9.1 yard average. So the matchup here, of course, is big people. Baltimore runs more big people offense than any team in the league. They run the lowest number of 11 personnel, three wide receiver, which is the mode of operation for most of the NFL, 60% league-wide. The Ravens run it 27%, 32nd in the league. They run big people, two running backs or two tight ends, or two backs and two tight ends. They do that like 62% of the time.
Yeah.
So how do the Bills match up when the Ravens go big people? And the Bills, obviously, as we've said on this podcast many times, they live by the nickel defense because they have one of the best or the second best slot corner in the NFL in Taron Johnson. I think they got to mix it up. I think they're going to have to put three linebackers on the field more often in this game. What did they do the first game? They went to three linebackers, the Bills did, for 15 plays only when Baltimore went two running backs and two tight ends on the field at the same. 15 times they did it, and I've got the numbers. Let's see. They went Baltimore ran 15 times for 100 yards on those plays. But the three linebackers on the field were Baylen Specter, Dorian Williams, Nick Morrow. Okay, so this time if the Bills want three linebackers, it's going to be Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, and Dorian Williams as the third linebacker. So that's a huge thing to watch for. How much will the Bills change their plan, go three linebackers against the Ravens?
Well, Sean McDermott solved it Monday. He said if we had five 300-pound linebackers, we'd be in pretty good shape. So that's all they have to do.
Yeah, well, we'll play 12 a lot of people. Keep right. Jaren Johnson. Right. You know, I mean, the Ravens, it's just their read option is extremely hard to defend because you have to protect the edge with Lamar Jackson faking the handoff, and then you've got Derrick Henry. You've got to be stout in the middle against Derrick Henry, and the Ravens have the beefiest run-blocking team in the league. Their right guard, Daniel Falele, is 6'8", 380. Their fullback, Patrick McCarry, a pro bowler, is 300 pounds. So, you know, this is the problem that everyone faces. I think there is to think that the Bills are going to shut them down is completely unrealistic. No one is shutting them down.
No, not at all.
You need to get a couple stops. You need to get you need to just get two run stops in a row and then an incomplete pass and get off the field. They're going to drive 40, 45 yards. You string together two good plays and a three-play stretch and hope you get them off the field.
Now, we made the point, Mark, you were saying how they use the least 11 personnel out of the league. But here's the flip side on that. They are fourth best in efficiency out of 11 personnel. So even, you know, you can't just stop them when they're running these big packages and hope that'll work. They're still so efficient out of 11 as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. And they're, you know, when they're running that well, their play action passes work even better. And we saw that in the week four matchup. They were thinking of a game, play like it was a play action. Baylen Specter gets sucked up. 26-yard pass to their number two tight end, Isaiah Likely. You know, that's the problem. You have to, as a linebacker, play downhill against the running game. Blitzing when it isn't the greatest answer either. That used to be back when the Bills beat the Ravens in 2020 in the playoffs, and then even in 2021, 2022, the Chiefs have taken advantage of Lamar Jackson by blitzing. This year is his best season ever against the blitz. In fact, the two best quarterbacks in the league against the blitz are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
So, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bills have to throw some curveballs at them. They need big splash plays out of their star players. So Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, Bernard, Von Miller. Really, this game is going to define Von Miller's time, I think, to some degree. They signed Von Miller to be the closer on third downs. When the chances happen that they get him on third down, Von Miller needs to harass Lamar Jackson. All right, let's talk about some of the star power in this game. There's a ton of it, starting with the quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen was the leader when betting closed on the MVP odds. However,
it's such a tight race. And when I say race, the race is over.
Yeah.
The votes are in.
Right, right.
There's no longer any impact from these games on who will win MVP in February. But I think still just kind of the caliber of players that these guys are, seeing them, you know, I don't want to necessarily say up against each other because they always are quick to make the point that they're not playing against each other at the same time. But getting to see these guys on the field on Sunday I think it's going to be such a treat for fans.
Oh, yeah. And really, this game, I'm sure like, both of those players would trade an MVP for a Super Bowl in a second. So this game really is the referendum, if you will, fair or not, on the MVP voting. And the votes on the All-Pro have been released.
Yes.
And Lamar won in a landslide. So really, it's the same exact people voting for All-Pro as MVP. So it's over. It's Lamar. Lamar got 30 votes out of 50. Josh Allen got 18. Joe Burrow got 2. It's done. I mean, I don't see any way it's not Lamar Jackson. How do you vote for Lamar Jackson for a first-team All-Pro quarterback, Josh second team, and then give Josh the MVP? So, you know, this will be, again, but the argument gets solved on the field. That's the good thing about it.
Yes.
And really, when you look at the star power, it's heavily tilted in favor of the Ravens. The Bills had one person on first or second team All-Pro. Josh Allen. The Ravens have 6. The Bills have 2 people in the Pro Bowl, Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins. The Ravens have 9.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part of the conversation within the MVP discussion of what does it mean when you have all this star power around you? Does that boost your resume, or does it take away from it in the sense of you've got these guys who are helping you out as well? I think it does take away a little bit, but I obviously, you know, I don't know if that's how the votes are going to go. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, so Lamar Jackson has better passing numbers than Josh Allen this year. Last year, Josh Allen had better passing numbers than Lamar.
Right.
It didn't matter. You know, I mean, Derrick Henry, so the Ravens all pros, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, fullback Patrick Ricard, linebacker Roquan Smith, slot cornerback Marlon Humphrey, and safety Kyle Hamilton. They also have 3 other Pro Bowl. They're all in the Pro Bowl. Zay Flowers, Tyler Linderbaum, their center, and Nnamdi Matabuike, their defensive tackle, are Pro Bowlers. And I have no problem with that. Matabuike, I'll take him. I like Ed Oliver. He didn't have as good a season as last year, but I'll take Matabuike over Ed Oliver. Kyle Hamilton, he's better than any safety the Bills have. Humphrey, I'd take him as the number one cornerback, even though because he can play inside and outside, but he's been their slot corner. But I'll take him. Roquan Smith, he's better than Milano or Bernard. Now, it's not a knock on Milano or Bernard, but
right.
Roquan Smith is elite, elite, elite. So, and then the other thing is, you know, when you've got Derrick Henry, he's not just an All-Pro. He's one of the greatest running backs in football history.
Absolutely.
He would have been great in 1955, 1995, or 2025. He is a freak of nature.
Yeah.
If he had gone to the Olympics, he could have been an Olympian, I think. He's just a freak. So if you've got that supporting you, doesn't that mean that Josh Allen has done almost as much better record with not as much help? I'd say yes. I think that's an argument in favor for Josh as the MVP.
I would agree with you where, you know, if you're talking about the most value you bring to the team, if everyone else is bringing so much value, you don't have to bring as much. But and that's not a knock to Lamar either. On the flip side of this, I think he's had an incredible season. But I think when you look at what Josh is doing, just kind of with the team around him, it stands out a little bit more. And that's also not a knock to the rest of the Bills ensemble cast, but I think just kind of when you look at the accolades that the Ravens are stacking up, it is a testament to how, you know, star-studded their roster is.
And I think, you know, this game also is an opportunity when you look at those quote-unquote matchups, even though same sides of the ball. You know, James Cook is Derrick Henry is great. Derrick Henry is the number 2 running back in the NFL this year behind Saquon Barkley. I don't think anybody argues with that. But James Cook is pretty great.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity for James Cook to step up and make some plays and show that he is an elite. He is a top 10 running back in the NFL. And you see the difference in the Bills' offense when you have a real middle-of-the-road running back, a fine, okay player like Devin Singletary versus a top 6-7 running back in the league in James Cook makes a big difference. So that's fascinating. I think it goes back to, okay, the Ravens have more big stars, but the Bills have stars, and the Bills' stars, Miller, Oliver, Milano, Bernard, they need to make their presence. They need to show up this game. Notice I didn't include Greg Rousseau in there because he has shown up virtually every single week of the season, but him too.
It will be a fascinating game for sure with, you know, a lot on the line, obviously. We'll have all your coverage leading up to the game and from it on BuffaloNews.com. So make sure you're checking out our podcast there and reading all of our coverage as well.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.